The U.S. dollar was on an absolute tear this week, posting fresh yearly and multi-year highs against many currencies. Notable price action was seen against the euro, which sunk below parity and to its lowest levels in 20 years, and against the yen, which has been in a free fall to its lowest levels in nearly 25 years. Perhaps investors were a little more hopeful about inflation getting under control before the week got going, but this hasn't been the case, with U.S. inflation reads only continuing to rocket higher, once again instilling fear in the market about the potential fallout and prospect for recession as the Fed is forced to be even more aggressive with rate hikes. A 100 basis point rate hike later this month has become a very serious reality. Political instability in Europe and warnings from J.P. Morgan on the economy haven't done anything to help inspire confidence either. And 100 basis points of rate hikes in Canada the other day, accompanied by a message that more needs to be done on rates, hasn't done anything to help the Canadian dollar, which is now under a lot of pressure as focus turns to an over-leveraged housing market in Canada and the damage that will be done from these higher rates. This, of course, could be sending that much more chill down the spines of investors. Looking ahead, key standouts on Friday's calendar include Eurozone trade, U.S. retail sales, New York Empire manufacturing, U.S. industrial production, business inventories, and Michigan sentiment. That's all for now.